Welcome to the Coder Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about how it's hard to pick a server to host a website. So looking for what kind of service that offers great servers for your web application. So I'm going to run through some of the major or some of the more major options. Now, I'm going to be leaving out on purpose platform as a service. I'm going to actually cover that in another episode. So what I wanted to cover is basically three and a half different hosting methods for servers. So our first one is with the likes of things like Media Temple and Storm On Demand, which is a liquid web company. Now they offer two options. There's bare bone boxes, so you just standard Linux box, which you have to administer yourself, no GUI tools or anything like that. But then they also offer a GUI admin tool through Plesk or cPanel. Now these are really handy, especially if you need clients who want to go in there and maybe have some emails hosted, which I really don't recommend, or if they just need FTP access and stuff like that. Now if you are doing that kind of a thing, I do recommend you not host these sites. You know, even though it's profitable, if you want to have multiple sites on a server, it can be profitable, but generally most of the time it's just more of a headache. So what you are better off doing is by just getting them to sign up for a hosting account and putting the site on there, or signing up in their behalf and putting their credit card details in, or getting them to log in and put their credit card details in or whatnot. Just saves you a lot of headaches. Now, Media Temple and Storm On Demand, they have these GUI-based tools which are great for management if you just want a really hands-off experience and you're not really that full on into servers and know much about it. It's really, really good. As of this recording, I was a Media Temple customer a fair while ago. The experience may have changed, but with their DV plan, which gives you your own box, and it was running Plesk at the time, they don't have like a managed support system. So if something goes down, it's kind of up to you to fix. Whereas Storm On Demand, they actually have, when you pick your GUI tool, it's like a managed server, but it also comes with your GUI, which is WHM, which also has like little cPanel accounts which you can create, and that's managed. So anything that goes down, I think they call it sonar monitoring, and anything that goes down, they'll actually fix it, and they're pretty quick. It's usually within 15 minutes, half an hour, they've kind of already sorted that for you. So that is pretty awesome. Media Temple may have changed, like you put in support requests and that was kind of like, oh yep, cool, maybe we'll help you, but it didn't seem like they really wanted to, or at least maybe because they don't do a managed support system. I believe it wasn't managed, or at least what I was on wasn't managed. Maybe you could add on managed support for an X amount of dollars per month more. I'm really not too sure. But the other two things that I noticed, Media Temple itself is great if you just want to have a box up and running. If you wanted to then scale that, the problem with it is that you had to put in a request for them to up the server. Now, this, of course, may have changed. As I said, I haven't been a Media Temple customer for a long time now. With Storm On Demand, though, you can actually resize at any time, which is awesome. So those two options are pretty good, especially if you're just getting into running your own kind of server and having your own thing instead of just a hosting account somewhere. Those are really, really good options. I personally prefer Storm On Demand, and I will say I'm a bit biased because I have been using them for a few years now, and I've had nothing but great things to say. The support is amazing. You know, Media Temple support in general is also amazing too, but Storm On Demand just been outstanding, and the service has been flawless. So I really recommend Storm On Demand personally. But say if you want something a little bit more full-featured, something a little bit more developer-friendly. This is where we come into DigitalOcean, which is kind of like the new beast on the block. It's been around for a few years now. I think it came out of an incubator program. I think it was out of Y Combinator, actually. But essentially, it was meant to be for like these development boxes, and they're really cheap. But they're not in cheap in terms of quality, but cheap in terms of price. You can get like I think it's a 512 meg box with 30 gig, I think it's 30 gig storage for $5 a month, which is nothing, you know, $5 US per month, which is nothing, and they just go, it's awesome. The great thing about this is it can boot up a server for you in 5 seconds. Oh, sorry, 5 seconds, in 55 seconds, but essentially it feels like 5 seconds. But it's really, really quick. Sometimes it feels a lot quicker than that, and they get these boxes up and running, and it's just perfect. And now, they are bare-bone boxes. It's not like you're getting cPanel or Plesk or anything like that on it. And it ranges up. You can get quite large boxes there as well, so it's not just these small, tiny little boxes. There's some really great benefits to it. They have a Teams functionality, which was recently introduced, so you can have multiple team administrating your DigitalOcean account and be able to create servers and whatnot. They're also available in quite a lot of regions, which is fantastic. Like, the region selection is massive compared to a lot of other providers. They're doing pretty well there. There's also a ton of distributions you can pick from when you're developing your or creating your box, which is really, really handy. Like, personally, I think on the web, most of us are using like either CentOS or Ubuntu, mainly Ubuntu. But that's all covered, and they keep up to date very, very quickly. Like, as soon as, I don't think it's very long after once major distro releases happen. So, like, say with Ubuntu 14.10, when that comes out, boom, it's up there. I don't know if they, what their, internal workflow is for making these images or whatnot, but it's straight up there straight away, so it's pretty awesome. Another thing is, which I find is super handy if you're launching a lot of boxes quite often, is the SSH key edition. So you can store SSH keys for your team members, and when you create a box, you can just toggle the various team members you want access to on that box, and it'll add the SSH keys. It does not email you a password for a root password to SSH in anymore if you use that option. So you just rely on your SSH keys, which I think is probably one of the best things that they've done in a long time, because it really enhances that security, and it saves a lot of tasks that you're basically going to do straight away anyway. If you're not using SSH keys to connect to your box via SSH, I don't know what you're doing. You shouldn't be using passwords. So that's really awesome. The other thing that it comes with is applications. Now, this is really cool. So say if you want to spin up a box to try something out, say, for example, Drupal or WordPress or maybe GitLab, PHP MyAdmin, Docker, you want to just a general LAMP stack. If you want to try out Magento or Discourse or anything like that, they have these pre-built applications. So what we'll do is it kind of uses their snapshot images sort of thing, but then runs some other tasks in the background to set up the server straight away. So say if you wanted to run up GitLab and run your own private Git repository, you can actually do that. You just go and create your droplet, and you select GitLab from the application instead of distributions. And, you know, in less than a minute, boom, you've got a GitLab instance ready to go. So that's pretty awesome. They also offer things like backups, so you can do automated backups, private networking, some other user data stuff, and if you want to run IPv6. So there's some pretty cool stuff that they've got there. Now, they also have the ability to do snapshots. So you can take snapshots of your data and stuff like that. Now, there's a couple of things I wanted to touch on. One is the DNS. They actually have a DNS service where you can point your name servers at their DNS and run your DNS through them. And I found this really, really handy and really useful. The actual interface for doing the DNS is quite nice. I mean, the whole interface is very, very simple in itself, which makes it really easy to use. But yeah, the DNS stuff is really good. They've got like pre-built, so if you want to add Google Apps, the Google Apps host records, you can easily do that. They've got an option for that. When you go into add an MX record, it gives you the option, and it can pre-fill all that stuff for you. That's a huge time saver. And the other thing is the API. They have a great API. It has been in flux quite a lot over the previous years, but it's kind of stabilized now, so it's not so crazy. But yeah, so if you've got some kind of script locally, or maybe you've got a service, you can actually integrate creating your boxes from there, which is really, really handy. This kind of API is really, really great. There are other services which offer an API to this stuff, but I'll touch on that one next, or at least one of the major ones. But the one thing I want to talk about was the scaling. Now, this is one thing I wish they could do, was the ability to easily just expand the box. But what you've actually got to do is you've got to turn the box off, so your server's going to be offline for a number of minutes at least, while you then resize that box. And that's a little bit painful, but you know, it, for what you get, I mean, the boxes still start up fairly quickly, so you might be looking at a handful of minutes of downtime, I think the most I've ever seen was like 10 minutes. So it's not really that bad. If it's a, if you plan your outage, it's not too bad, but preferably you'd not want to do that. But they do have kind of ways around that. So say if you wanted up a box, you can create a snapshot or use a backup and then basically move that across to a new box. Like you can create a box off a backup or a snapshot and boot that one up and then just switch your DNS over. But yeah, I really wish that experience was a lot better. But other than that, it's great. I mean, support with them has been fantastic. You know, it isn't a managed service, as I was talking about with Media Temple. So very, very similar, but the support has been great when I've had to use it. But yeah, I can't really go past DigitalOcean at all. I think for 90% of projects these days, if you do require something a bit more than, say, hosting on GitHub or doing a Squarespace site or something like that, I think this is the option to go with. As I said, you know, unless your clients need a GUI or FTP or anything like that, then it's probably not the go. You can set that kind of stuff up, but it's a bit more manual and a bit more work. But generally, you really shouldn't be hosting client emails. You should get them to go through things like Office 365 or Google Apps. And I just think, yeah, you can't go past DigitalOcean. You know, it's fairly cheap in terms of running, and the resources you get are really good. They also have a referral program, and they've got things really nailed down. I think this is a provider that's going to be around for a long time, and they're also looking into do some Docker stuff a bit more, I believe. So that's essentially it. So I think this is my go-to these days. Where I work, we have a lot of DigitalOcean boxes, and my own personal projects, a lot of DigitalOcean boxes. I cannot recommend it more enough. It's fantastic. Now, if we move on to the bigger player, now, if you want a full-on, just the bee's knees of servers, well, you can't go past AWS. It's covered everything. It's basically an all-inclusive, all-in-one place, one shop for all your server needs. So for your actual servers itself, if you need your CDNs, your databases, like dedicated databases, networking, all the security, analytics, they've got queuing services and streaming services, notifications, API management, they've got tons of these awesome developer tools, which again feeds into the API. They actually have an API for all this stuff. They have tons of management tools like monitoring and resource templating, DevOps stuff. They've got lots of mobile services and things like that. Their DNS stuff, they've got absolutely everything. You know, this is what a bulk of the websites you visit, at least the bigger ones, are definitely using. Pretty much no one runs their own boxes anymore, like physical boxes. There's very, very few companies that do this in terms of what you're used to seeing on the everyday web. Most of them all rely on something like AWS. So this is the granddaddy. Now, there are some quirks to it, and it's a little bit more difficult to get up and running, especially if you're very, very new to it. But it does. Once you get everything working together, it's a perfect experience. Like, they've covered everything. You cannot beat AWS, at least in my opinion. They've just got everything nailed down. They've also got other things like Elastic Beanstalk, which is kind of like this auto-scaling system or product. And essentially, when things start happening on the site, and it can hey, I need to actually give myself some more RAM or some more bandwidth or whatnot, and it'll actually just do that. So they have services like that. Now, it is very much so really security conscious. So there are some things you've got to get used to with developing there. And if you really want to take full use or make full use of AWS itself, you will need to modify your website or application to kind of make sure it like uses its internal stuff a bit more. So if you want to get the full benefit, like if you just do what you normally do, you will get some benefit. You will have to change your workflow slightly. But if you want to get the major benefits and reap the rewards from using AWS, you will have to modify how you kind of do things a little bit. But in the end, it's definitely worth it, and their support and help for that kind of stuff is really, really good. They do really, really well in that aspect. So you're probably thinking, well, what do I do? Like, how do I get started with AWS? There's a ton of videos. I recommend you check it out and just see if it's a fit for you. But if you do want to actually talk to someone, you can actually talk to someone or one of their partners and help you get going with that or investigate the options. So it's a really good solution there. So you're probably thinking, well, all right, so you've given me all these options. Now what's the best one for me? Well, it really does come back to that age-old answer of it depends. It really does do depend on your situation, your requirements, and things like that. Personally, I think at least, you know, this is looking at my day-to-day things where I'm doing WordPress and Drupal and Rails, stuff like that. DigitalOcean seems to me to be the kind of the sweet spot, whereas I'm tending to move away from Media Temple and Storm On Demand a bit more, and then for my more hard case that I need is AWS. Like it just seems to be the player that's not going to budge, and it's got everything covered. So you really need to evaluate these yourself, do your research and see what's going to work. And just play around and do what web developers and designers do, is just try something out and see if it works for you. You don't have to fully commit to any of these stuff. All of them are pay by the hour, except for Media Temple and Storm On Demand. I believe they are just fixed monthly rates. But most of these other things like DigitalOcean, AWS are very much by the hour. Now, I have left off things like Linode, which I believe that is by the hour as well, and Rackspace and a couple of those other providers, but these are just the ones that I've spent some time with. I have spent time with Rackspace in the past, so if you are looking for Rackspace as a provider, I do recommend them. They are fantastic, but I haven't used them for quite a while now, so I've left them off the list. But these are really great options. I know there's a ton of major options out there. There's more than this, far more than this of these bigger players, but these seem to be the one that are predominantly in the eye of basically every web podcast and things like that. They're always around. And I don't think they're going to go anywhere anytime soon. So if you want to try out DigitalOcean, I do have a referral code in the show notes. And it basically will give you $10 off. So that's enough for two small servers for a month. Or you can get one small server for free for 2 months. So it's pretty awesome. And if you sign up, you can do the same thing. So that's pretty cool. Essentially, that's it, though. I'd love to know what your kind of go-to setup is for getting servers going, or at least your providers for servers. Please leave a tweet at CodaCatchUp, send an email through to CodaCatchUp@gmail.com, or leave a comment on CodaCatchUp.com, and we'll catch you in the next episode.